Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hurry Up Pick'ems edition. I'm your host Andre Dixon with my friends, buddies, pals, compadres. I've got a new word now. Sam Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. Had a good Thursday night, as you can see. So
He's finally got the nerve to wear his shirt now. It's an easy win. Dan, Louis, how are you, sir?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. And obviously, NFL's been kicking up. We're in week 7. Obviously, NBA started as well. So, yeah, mate, it's been a great, great week for sports in general. And obviously, United winning as well. Been the icing on the cake. Okay, yeah, mate, I'm on cloud 9, mate. Cloud 9.
More disappointing news. George on sports. How are you, sir?
I'm good, but I think the season's going too fast. Like Dan just said, I'm getting a bit concerned because it's already week 7. You know, there isn't that many games left. And then what? No NFL for like the whole summer, the whole winter.
We have to enjoy every moment that we can. I mean, obviously, you know, now we're getting, it's getting kind of NBA-ish where there's always news goes out throughout the whole off-season as well. So, but, you know, I'm going to enjoy every moment. I've watched every single game as I possibly can, even the horrible game on Thursdays, which are always terrible. Actually, yes, last week, last Thursday's game was decent. Actually, just Sam, just while you can, I'll give you this rare opportunity. Your Cards beat the Saints. I feel like the Saints beat themselves. But what I noticed is one thing is Cliff Kingsbury getting a roasting from Kyler Murray. Does that concern you, like as a fan? You know, that, you know, there's like seems to be disarray because obviously the Saints are trash.
You know, not really.
If you play against better teams, then it might come to bite you.
Defense done its job. Offense done its job in a sense that the defense obviously did the picks, just took two touchdowns off the back of it. Offense got what they needed to. D-Hop, first game back, 100 plus yards. Cheers, basically. But it was always going to, something was going to come to head. And I think I'm glad it came in a win that, you know, if we'd lost and they'd had the arguments, then obviously it's a big issue. But I've been saying it for a while now, like with Cliff, it just doesn't look right. Obviously, like there's the chat of him obviously not doing the play calling on the offense side of things now. And if you're a QB 6-7 yards out from a touchdown, do you want your head coach screaming in your ear? At this point, if you've paid someone the money, trust him to get the job done. So I don't blame him taking the time out and then sort of giving him a bit of an earful, if I'm honest. Like, you got to leave him to do it. And if people keep talking about, does Kyler care? Does Kyler have the leadership? Well, there you go. He does care. And he's actually trying to take over and say, let me do it. You've put me in this position. Let me do it. So I'm glad. The only thing I would say, though, on it is that there is a time and a place to do it. That's what I would say.
Don't you think that it kind of, loading on, but it just seems like, yes, you won that game. But the Saints obviously threw away like several different picks. I mean, their QB might as well just play for you the way he's just throwing to your players. But like at the end of the day is that when it comes to the next week, or if you don't make the playoffs, then these things are going to be looked back on and it's going to look like, you know, there is disarray and someone's going to have to go. And
someone will have to go at the end of the season, if I'm honest. If we don't make the playoffs, someone will. And I don't think it will be Kyler. I think it will be Cliff. I don't think the Cardinals are going to run that risk of trying to find another QB that they can try and build a team around. Whereas actually getting a head coach in is probably that little bit easier. But as we've seen, and I'm not comparing Kyler anywhere near to the greats of the game, but at the same time, we see great QBs constantly arguing, constantly questioning their head coaches. But as I said, I think it's just a manner and way they do it. I think the sort of the clever QBs will do it in a bit of a snarky way in the press conference and then actually go and have it out properly behind the scenes. Obviously, these two have done it, as I say, prime time on a Thursday night. It's probably not the best, as I say, not the best way to go about it. But if it's going to be a choice between the organisation of the head coach or QB1, I think they're going to go and choose Kyler over Cliff. That's just the truth there on it. Like, who are they going to go and get to replace Kyler? I mean, it's just not there and not available. So he's got to learn not when to do it, but at the same time, I'm in his corner, and we got the job done at the end of the day. And he did straight after that sort of commotion, we ran it in for the touchdown. So I think, as I say, it's just something that needs to be addressed behind the scenes rather than, say, in front of all the viewers.
Just quickly, the rest of you guys, do you agree with like Kyler's actions? Do you think that it's going to come and bite the cards in their backside at some point with like ill discipline? It just, forget about the actual result, like, which is obviously they need to win. But if you don't make the playoffs, then surely this is going to be looked back upon. And doesn't this embolden Kyler Murray to act childish to the next person? Because then you're not, there's no accountability for his actions. It's George and Dan.
I don't know. It's weird because I feel like it had been coming. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff in the press about both play calling, as Sam was saying, and Murray and where the Cardinals are going and looking ahead. And is Cliff going to be the guy moving forward? And I kind of feel like a part of me feels like he did that intentionally. Yes, he was annoyed. But a part of me feels like he was like, I'm annoyed and I'm actually going to show it because I want the cameras to pick it up. I want the cameras, almost kind of like when, and obviously you can't compare him to Mahomes, but when Mahomes did the same thing with Eric Bieniemy, I think it was when he was walking off the sideline. And it's kind of like, I'm annoyed, I'm going to show it. I want the cameras to see it. I want the world to kind of see this is where the issue is. It's not me, it's you sort of thing. Almost as if to try and, a bit of a stretch, but almost to try and like set up the process of getting him out, if that makes sense. That's how I saw it.
But the difference is that Patrick Mahomes and Eric
exactly
won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a big difference. He hasn't really got anything. Nothing. Yeah, he hasn't got anything that it's going to sound. He ain't got a leg to stand on. I'm not trying to say he's short before you lot come attacking me.
Wow. I'm just saying.
But yeah, that's how I felt. I felt like it was a bit of a, like a move. Yes, the irritation was real. You know, big contract guy. You look at what they did with Russell Wilson to put the ball in his hands. No, we're not. So I don't know. I feel like it was kind of a look ahead to what we might see in the future in terms of Cliff, you know, lasting for the long term, which I don't think he does.
It's a weird one because obviously Cliff was given an extension. The GM was given an extension and now Kyler was given an extension. I do think there's some tension between Kyler and Cliff because the whole, you know, addendum of the study clause that had to come from the head coach to the organization for Kyler to get organized. So it's almost like, mate, you ratting me out. What's going on? Like, you know I like my Call of Duty, but, you know, don't rat me out. We're boys. No more online play for each other. But I think it's a bit, it is a big deal in a sense that, yeah, you know, we have seen quarterbacks argue with the head coach or coaches in general, but this is the head coach. And it's a little bit different. You don't really see a Belichick, Bill, Belichick, Tom arguing the way they do on the sidelines. You know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, even when he did it with Eric Bieniemy's the offensive coordinator. You don't get, not with your head coach, to the point where even D-Hop's like, let me calm Kyler down. And, you know, just the language as well, like, you know, calm the F down. Like it's almost like, yeah, I get it, but, you know, you're animated. Your season has gone well. Usually you start really well and then you fizzle. Now you're not really, there's not really much that you're doing in terms of that. So I get there's a pressure from both, from all angles. But, you know, I don't apologize for emotions. Again, you know, sports is probably the only vacuum or medium that we see in real time. You know, when you see dramas, they're rehearsed 20, 30 times. You know, reality TV isn't as reality as people like to believe it. Outside of the news, sports is really what we see in real time. So I don't really, having played in the locker rooms, having been in sports, emotions is emotions. And so, yeah, it can happen. I don't think people need to read too much into it because at the end of the day, if it's a consistent thing, then yeah, I think it is a big deal in terms of because it's the head coach. But outside of that, it's just emotions. Like we see it all the time, people fighting, Tom Brady yelling at his teammates. You know, we've seen so many people fight all the time. For crying out, MJ punched Steve Kerr. You know what I mean? And 20 years later.
Yeah, but Dan, the difference is that the two people you've just, you know, you just said they're the greatest of all time in both of their sports. If you haven't even won a playoff game, you can't be doing that.
I get that, but it's still emotional.
We weren't even making the playoffs. So he's put himself on a pedestal a little bit. Because everyone, us as a fan base and everyone around the Cardinals were like, Kyler has taken, or Kyler and D-Hop, should we say, have taken him that far. So he's put, everyone's kind of put him on that pedestal a little bit. And he was going to be our thing that takes us further down the line. Obviously, that's not happening. So I agree. And I agree, Dan's to hit the nail on the head. Listen, during the middle of a game like that, and if the emotions are high, but I'm saying if you've got someone in your ear like that much, that high pressure moment of needing to get a touchdown, to get out of my ear. basically. And I say you just went about it. As I say, you probably went about it in the wrong way, but yeah.
Well, we will revisit that. I definitely will when, not if, you don't make the playoffs, Cards fans. And then I think that it didn't get enough attention because you know what? You know what, guys? The actual, it's done. The season is done. You know why? Because Christian McCaffrey has joined the 49ers. It's a wrap. I told you guys at the start that they're favourite to win the whole thing. Now they've solidified that. You know, what I was going to ask you guys, because obviously everyone's been given their grade for this, this transfer, effectively. Now, George, I'll start with you. What grade do you give this acquisition from the 49ers?
I wanted to give it an A, but I'm going to give it a B only because the 49ers have basically seen what the Rams have done and they've thrown all their cards in because then they got no more draft picks. Like that's it. They've sent the ship off to the Panthers. Don't get me wrong. It would have been an A because Christian McCaffrey is a stud. We know what he is when he's healthy. You know, he is a game changer on his own. He wins games on off his own accord. He carries the team on his back. Now you surround him with real talent, a much better quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. And you've got Swiss Army Knives already in guys like Debo. You've got George Kittle, who has his own health issues. But you've got Brandon Ayuk as well, Jennings. Now you put someone like McCaffrey in the backfield and, you know, it causes a lot of problems, a lot of headaches for a lot of teams. So providing he can stay healthy, obviously we know that's the name of the game. He's had his share of his injuries. But providing he can stay healthy, the 49ers are going to be very, very hard to stop. They've got a great defense as it is. I think they're top five at the minute, top three, top five. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a fact of whether this is all their chips in. And if it doesn't pay off, does someone get in trouble? Or, you know, because it paid off for the Rams.
Yeah. F them picks, as they say. Dan, yeah. What say you?
I'm going to go a bit contentious and I'm going to say C+. Mm. Now, the reason I'm going to say C+, I rate C-Mac. I think he's solid. But C-Mac ain't a Derrick Henry in terms of body composition. So Derrick Henry can take more of a load than C-Mac. And C-Mac isn't really... you know, he's not really a Barry Sanders where he avoids contact and he's squirmy. Like C-Mac likes to go for contact and he's joining the team that, let's not lie, in the last 3 to 4 years, the San Francisco 49ers have the worst injury record in the NFL. And you're joining an injury prone guy who's been injured for the last 2-3 seasons now, missed an entire season the other season ago. And he's joining 49ers who seems to just have this injury bug. I don't know whether it's because Kyle trains these guys too hard or whatnot, but they just seem to get injured all the time. Look here right now on defense, you got Bosa out. I can keep going on and on about the guys are out, you know, and so you're going to add C-Mac, who he's okay, still relatively okay, but he still had one or two niggles this season. It's like, not too sure. So for that reason, I'm putting it lower, but from the output point of view, it's another weapon. You don't have to worry, you don't have to rely too much on Debo. You can use both Debo and C-Mac in the backfield, but you can also put them out wide as well. They can both catch the ball. So I think it gives a 1A, 1B to Debo and C-Mac in that way to add. But as George mentioned before, you're really not really investing in the future. Because I don't know do you believe in Trey Lance? Because if you do, you got to provide for the future for him. But if you don't, you're literally just giving away everything. Like, the Rams give up first-round picks. They don't give up second or thirds.
They got a young... Like, it's not an old team they got, so it's not like the Rams where the last legs.
I know, but Kittle is injury-prone. I would probably try and get another tight end. You want to still get a bona fide receiver? Like, I don't really know. Is it for now? I don't really know. I hope they win, but if they don't,
the problem.
That's a problem for the next 3-4 years, you know.
I agree. I was going B minus, but I'm with Dan. Like that, C plus is probably where you're at, because if you look at one, the injury point is the biggest thing right there. You're adding another injury prone player to already beaten up team. But if you to compare it to the Rams, I don't think you can. The Rams are a lot more cleaner with it. In terms of when they were winning, comfortably. The system looked great. Then they were like, actually, we're ceiling's here, we're here. And then they added Odell and they added like Von Miller and whoever they needed just to put themselves over the ceiling. And you went, yeah, no one's stopping them. No one's saying that about this McCaffrey going into the 49ers. It's like, yeah, this is a great weapon, but it's still the Bills. And there's still everyone else that's still obviously kicking, like, kicking people around right now. Mm. So for me, I don't think, yeah, it's a great weapon, but it's not putting them over the edge to go like you're saying, Dre, where you're saying it's a wrap, because I don't think it is a wrap. Because this Sunday, when one of them go down, whoever it is, kill McCaffrey, because they're one snap away, that's it. It's over. Well done. And Dan has got the point for me here. Trey Lance, everyone was like, this was his season. Yes, he got injury, but it's also like, he's going to be the one that we take forward. But to take that many picks away, that high up, what are you getting? You're just going to give him like bargain basement. what are you going to go for? So I don't see it as a great move. And
if you look at it, just so we're fair to them, is that a lot of those picks that they got, they gave for McCaffrey, they got from Robert Saleh from the Jets. So therefore, their throwaway thing. So that it hasn't really affected their main bulk of picks that they've actually got, because you know they've got it from both.
Great for the Panthers.
The winner is the Panthers. That's it. That's what I'm going to say. The winner for me is the Panthers right now, because they're in a good place.
Just start with Baker. So
they've still got Sam Donald's. They're still there, right? So at the end of the day, when it comes to the summer, when it comes down to it, once the season's over, they can look at it and go, right, what QB do we go for? Who's available in the draft that is going to suit either of the QBs? And then they can actually plan accordingly. Like they can do that. And I don't know if they're obviously going to stay with Wilkes, obviously, as the head coach. But again, I doubt he's terrible. But Robbie Anderson's gone. You know, we've given them a pick. They've picked up the picks here from McCaffrey right now. At the end of the day, they've actually got some good draft collateral to actually go for a decent rebuild. And let's be honest, they're going to probably tank themselves to go for first overall pick as well. Meaning that actually they're going to be in a great place come the draft to either use the picks generally to pick players up or to trade. Trade those picks and get the players that they need. So for me, A for Panthers and C plus for the 49ers. And that probably doesn't look right on paper, but it is what it is.
I mean, I'll give the 49ers an A, because I think that is for them to just get to the playoffs. And then by that point, fingers crossed for them, I think they're working out getting these players that are injured back. By that point, they're going to have a bulk of their players back. Healthy team, they beat everyone. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, they were only one catch away from being in the actual Super Bowl themselves. So I think you're lessening the workload on both Debo and Christian McCaffrey, because obviously they can alternate. And then remember, they haven't got a scrub there. They've got Jeff Wilson, who's been doing quite well too. So they can alternate between all three of them. So therefore, there shouldn't be that problem there. But yeah, I think, like as I said before, like the picks that they gave was the throwaway picks that they got from the Jets as well. So, I think it's a good move, providing they get all their players back. If not, then, they are expected to get to the Super Bowl now because you are stacked offensively, and defensively they're not bad as well. But I know one person is looking at this as a sad thing. DJ Moore is looking at everyone else playing. There's a meme with SpongeBob and Patrick playing outside, and he's just watching from his house.
I can't remember Squidward. His QB.
I've heard rumors that they might want to trade him as well. He's not untradeable for the Panthers.
Well, they need to get
somewhere else.
Well, I know where he could go. There's a home in New York there for him if he wants. If you don't
it's
get Odell,
it's not a bad move.
We're gonna go through our picks of the games, including the locks of the weeks. We're gonna do that within half an hour, so I'm going to be pressing these guys to give their answers quite quickly, so we can make the time within an hour of your listening. We appreciate you listening to all of our nonsense. So let's go. I'll start off with you, George. Ravens, take on the Browns at home. Who have you got for that?
So I've got the Ravens to win this one. Rashad Bateman, basically number one wide receiver for the Ravens, hopefully is back. If you look at some of the stats, Lamar has been on fire whilst he's had Bateman, and whilst he hasn't, his stats have been kind of like, it's been all Lamar, nobody else aside from Mark Andrews. So purely for the fact, actually, there is that breaking news about J.K. Dobbins, who's out for now 4 to 8 weeks. I don't know if anyone's seen it yet.
Again?
He's out to 4 to 8 weeks. He's got to have some arthroscopic knee surgery, which is going to put him out for that long. But then you've got Kendrick Drake, who Kenyon Drake, who looked really good in the last game, who's probably going to, you know, step up and be the guy. And you've also got Gus the Bus Edwards coming back. But no, it's going to be Lamar Jackson. Hopefully Bateman is back. You've got Andrews and you've got Kenyon Drake, who looks good. So I think it's going to be a Ravens win. Browns will put up points because Jacoby Brissett hasn't been awful, nor Chubb and Amari Cooper. So, but this is definitely a Ravens win for me.
Dan?
I'm actually going to go for Browns win. Look, I've been, as you guys know, every week I'm like the Ravens. And yeah, they have been giving up points defensively in the fourth quarter. Like, look, don't get me wrong, Lamar hasn't played great in the fourth quarter for the games, but for three quarters straight, he's been balling, MVP kind of level numbers. Fourth quarter, he's not been great. But also the defense, you can't be giving up those kind of points in the fourth quarter, like in the second half against Miami, against the Bills. So, you know, even the Giants as well, like, what are they doing? Like, they're just giving up points. So, look, I think they're going to, my prediction is that they're going to race a victory in like the first three quarters, maybe. The Browns are going to come back. If Jacoby Brissett doesn't throw an interception, then they'll come back. But I have the Browns just because I'm not sure what the Ravens defense is doing in the second half of games. They just can't close out teams.
Sam?
Yeah, I've got the Ravens just nicking it. And it was like a flip of a coin almost. But I think there's going to be a lot of the run game. I know obviously the Dom is out, but I don't think you can see the ball in the air too much in this game. Mm. I think both teams, you know, offensively are poor. Defensively are poor on the pass. So I just feel like, yeah, the ball's just going to be run. It's going to be old-fashioned football this weekend. But yeah, Ravens for me.
All right, let's move on to the next game. I really, that's one of these games that I just don't care about. let's move on to the next game. Bucks at the Panthers. Obviously, you guys were waxing lyrical about the great trade for the Panthers. Now they're without any running back. Sam, I'm going to come back to you. Who have you got for that one?
Bucks. No more needed to be said. Done.
You said that about the Panthers. About them against the Steelers.
Obviously, Robbie Anderson's out. McCaffrey's just gone. Like, everyone's probably looking around. They probably turned up to the practice again. Their QB probably couldn't even get past security because their own wide receiver didn't know who he was. Mad. So, like,
it's true, though.
The Bucks.
Dan?
I think it's going to be a close one, actually. Closer than people
don't
think.
Don't do it, Dan. Don't do it.
No.
There's no
I'm
way.
I'm going with the Bucks, George. Right. Don't worry, G. I'm going with the Bucks. I'm not going that bad. It's not a funky week for me, okay? All right? But I think it's going to be a closer game than people realize. Look, Brady hasn't been playing great. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know he's off-field distractions, but he's not even been playing great. I think he's starting to look his age. He is starting to look like a 45-year-old playing against, you know, prime fit men. And it's not a really great sight to see, but I think they've got just enough to beat the Panthers. That division is actually kind of shocking at the moment right now, just as a FYI. It's actually quite bad. I think the Bucs will win it just because they've got better talent, but that's really it.
Yeah, Bucs. I mean, yeah, people are probably going to say, oh yeah, it's a trap game. It's not a trap game. The Panthers are trash. They ain't got no one left. CMC is gone. Yes, Brady's not been amazing, but they have more than enough to get it done. So this is a Bucs win all day, every day.
I totally agree. Any locks as yet?
Nope.
All right. So we'll move on to the Falcons at the Bengals. George, I'll come back to you. Who have you got?
This is going to be a close win, but for the Bengals. The Falcons have been, they've been in a lot of games, man. They have been in a lot of games. And obviously they beat the 49ers last weekend in a crazy fashion, putting up a hell of a lot of points. But no, it's going to be a Bengals win. Bengals seem to be coming into their own. Both Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are active. Hayden Hurst, this is a revenge game for Hayden Hurst, the tight end from the Falcons, who is now with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I feel like the Bengals are coming into their own a little bit. So I'm going to give this one to the Bengals, but in a close one.
Dan?
The Falcons have been putting up points. They just can't stop people. The Bengals are starting to get their rhythm now. I think not doing preseason, this whole not doing Rams, not doing preseason is affecting teams. Like, mate, you need to get some rhythm on. But they're getting rhythm. Chase and Burrow are starting to look good now, getting the rhythm back. I'm going to say it's the Bengals win for me personally. I think the Falcons will probably pop a few good points on them, but Bengals will win.
Sam?
I'm actually going with the Falcons this week. I think they were actually going to do that, cause a bit of an upset this week. Fourth best in a rush. And as much as I give Mariota a bit of stick, like you said, he's
good. He hears you talking when you start speaking.
He's putting up points. He's putting up points. So yeah, man. Listen, I'm going with Mariota for real. Like I think this will be the upset.
Now, I don't hate it because they look good, didn't it? They do look good.
Surprise! And you know what? Now, actually, I don't know if you lot saw the fan who took off his hoodie, his carpets. You know, they're looking at it, and obviously now. The thing is, they've got a few weapons that is giving, putting a few distractions in there. Because obviously Drake London is trending down because obviously he was like the main target that they didn't have anyone. And as people are now coming back, if people want to forget about him, let them. Because he will put up the points and he'll put up the yardage. So I think they're now coming into some sort of rhythm there themselves. So yeah, I can't believe I'm doing it, but yeah, I'm going to be controversial. I know Ash has been backing in the last few weeks as well, but yeah, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon this week.
Yeah, shout out to Ash, who's been getting on a hot streak. I forgot to get her her predictions this week, so next week I will get it for sure. We'll get her back on. Right, let's go back to you, Sam. Lions go to Jerry's World. Cowboys, who have you got?
Ooh.
But I don't want to say. I don't even know. Like this is such a tough one because the Lions have annoyed me because they've been playing well, but not obviously picking up results, and then no one likes the Cowboys. So it's like, where do you go with this? But I'm not going to put my cowboy hat on. I'll keep my bucket hat on, but I will go with the Cowboys this week.
Dan, who you got?
This was probably one of the hardest picks. To do. I think Dak's back, or he should be back.
He is, yeah.
Now. So yeah, Dak's back this time round. The Lions are enigma. Like literally, they are an enigma beyond belief. I don't really know what I'm going to get with them. I didn't expect the shot that they got with Bill Belichick. But yeah, they've been putting on points left, right, and center. I think with Dak back, I don't know, because I think it can upset the thing. So I think I'm going to go with a Lions win on Dak's first week back, just because it might upset the apple cart with terms of the rhythm with the receivers and the players from Cooper Rush has been doing what he's doing. And I think the Lions have had a bye week, so I think they're going to try and put some things back correctly. So I think I'm going to go with the Lions win, but I am not confident on that.
Georgie boy.
Interesting. You got? I'm going to go Cowboys. But I hear what everyone's saying, because I feel like if any game, this is the trap game where it's the return of Dak. And Zeke's been actually all right. And I feel like that's one of the key factors for him to win this game. If you flip it and look at the Lions, there have been a lot of games that they haven't been able to close out games. But I don't know if DeAndre Swift is going to play. I think it's like 50-50 at the minute. And that's pivotal if he doesn't play. Jamal Williams is obviously is all right, but you need someone like Swift back and healthy and active. I think the Cowboys win. I think it will be closer than people think. But I'm going to give it to the Cowboys. I'm going to give it to Dak, the return of Dak, and they get that win. And Elliott is back again, and all this is going to come out. But it'll be closer than people think.
And my Giants are on the way down to Florida to hand the smack down to Jags. But let me see what you guys think before I go on my little rant. George, I'm coming back to you. Who you got?
I'm going Giants again. I'm going Giants again. Don't get me wrong. The Jags are doing okay. They've fallen off a cliff a little bit. But I do think the Giants are going to win this game. I'm still struggling to understand that Brian Daboll has done some magic, because you guys just don't have any receivers. Tony's apparently wanting to be traded away, and Goddard still, laughing, counting his money. So it's beyond me. Saquon Barkley and pretty much that's it. Darius Slayton, Wan'Dale Robinson, your tight end as well, who's been doing pretty well. But your defense has stepped up too, Kayvon Thibodeau and the crew. I'm going to give it to the Giants. The Jags will put up points, but the Giants are going to win this game.
The beast that is Bellinger, you're speaking
that's
of.
Him, Bellinger.
Dan, who you got?
You know what, yeah, I'm going to have to eat humble pie, because about 2 weeks ago I came on and I was very braggadocious about not your Giants. I was braggadocious about the Jags, and I was braggadocious about Trevor, saying that the emergence and backing of Trevor's coming into Trey.
He's playing well, though. He's not playing
He's been okay, but since then, the Jags have gone like they've lost all their games. So I'm definitely not the Jags spokesperson ever again for the Jags. Definitely a bad omen for them. But I'm going to have to use my lock of the week and actually have to go with the Giants on this one.
Yeah!
The reason being because Brian Daboll is definitely, he's far miles ahead as coach of the year so far. As George said, what he's been able to do with some shambolic receivers and with Danny Dimes, who we all know, is not the future for the Giants organization as a franchise QB. Yes.
And he's, I believe in him.
No, stop. Okay, I know you're a Giants fan, but let's be real. He's not. You do need to redraft another person. But what he's been able to do is, it's nothing short of a miracle to be able to beat the teams that they've beaten. And that being said, I'm not sure if the Packers are that great of a team, but look, they are winning. They've got a winning record. They're up there. I think they potentially could cause an upset to the Eagles later on down the line in terms of sort of division game. But look, for now, I'm going to put the Giants beating the Jags. The Jags have not. They have started well, but they just seem to not got out of fifth gear or at the moment right now. So, yeah.
Sam, come on. Make it a full house.
It is a full house. And I think it probably was a couple of weeks ago I made the point of saying that right now, the way the Giants are is with these, and I don't want to call them nobodies because they're playing in the league, right? Mm. And they're smashing it. But let's say that the sort of middle tier player is obviously putting up points and getting those wins. And it reminded me so much, as I said to you, about the way the Patriots were. It was next man up and they just fit the system and the belief that they're always going to get the yardage that they need and the points that they need. And it's getting them the results. And listen, unless the Jags are playing the Colts, you know, there's no guarantee with them. You know what I mean?
Can't lie. It is what it is.
Sorry, mate. Low blow. But that's because you keep coming for Kyler and his height every week. So
I can't help it, man. It's
I wish Cliff Kingsbury had pushed his thumb down on Kyler's head. Who are you talking to?
How tall is Kyler, by the way?
He's put some stilts in his boots. He's not 5'11.
He's 5'9. He's
5'11.
He looks
small because he's got 6'4.
And I'm 7 foot, Sam.
If I see him and he's taller than me, I'll be shocked. He's the same height as me.
Leave my boy like, do you know what though? I do have a life size helmet of Kyler's.
Oh.
I'm gonna show it. When he comes over, I'm gonna make sure that give you that same energy. So you're going for the Giants, Sam?
Yes, mate. Yeah, all Giants.
All right, okay. Obviously, I'm gonna be going for the Giants, but you know why this game matters? This game matters in a big way because Giants fans know and remember when Doug Peterson tanked on purpose when he was the Eagles head coach. He tanked on purpose, and yes, it worked out well because we got rid of Joe Judge. But you tanked, and you know, we haven't forgotten about that. So we're going to hand you your backside. That's for damn sure. So Giants win, but it's not going to just be a Giants win. It's going to be a romp. My lock of the week: my Giants against the Jags, and I'm against the Jags for more than one reason because their longness of this week in the UK for the London games. But Giants win. Lock of the week, definitely. Right, let's go down to Packers who need to get their season.
Do you want to put your fan on, your air conditioner on? I'll ship that fan over to you, Jay.
Damn right. You know what? Like, you got it coming to you, Doug Peterson. I forgot about that at all. No Giants fans forgotten about that one. Oh, tanking on purpose. You lost the game on purpose.
What,
anyway.
You can't have a go at Kyler and then do that. Do you know what I mean? He's so angry. Wow. He's pointing.
We didn't get it.
Yeah. I could do that. I'm a fan. He can't be doing that during the pitch. And if you don't make the playoffs, I will be there.
Right. I promise
you. When you don't make the playoffs.
Dan, express delivery. I need that Amazon same day.
Oh, dude, don't worry.
Right. Let's keep the time going. So we got the Packers at the Commanders. Obviously, they've been having off the field, problems with the other owners wanting to get Dan Snyder out. But I'm going to come back to you. I'll come to you, George. Who have you got for this game?
No.
Mm.
No.
George, stop it. Stop it.
No, there ain't
lock
no way.
Lock of the week.
No, it must be.
The Commanders are going to win this game.
No.
Oh, my God.
George.
The Commanders are going to win this game. I'm sorry.
George, stop
it. Look. Taylor Heinicke's back in. This is a guy that the players love, right? Remember when he stepped in last time? Taylor Heinicke was a guy that they kind of rallied around when he was playing last for the team. And this is someone that the guys just, they have a chemistry with. He knows the team. He's been around for a reason. The Packers, it's just going to continue. I'm sorry, but the downfall is real. The Packers are not the same team. With or without Sammy Watkins playing, if he plays, great. If he doesn't play, great. I don't see it. And don't get me wrong, the Commanders aren't amazing. I know they narrowly lost to winning against the Titans the other day because Wentz did what he did, and now he's obviously injured and he's out for however many weeks. But it's not something I want to pick. I'm just going, I can just see it happening. I can see the Packers not finding a way to win this game. Aaron Rodgers keeps coming out with all these negative quotes about we're not good enough, we need to change the scheme, we need to simplify things, we need to get our players on the same page. If our players don't work out on the same page, I'm going to retire. There's so much going on. There's so much noise. Meanwhile, I think that the Commanders see this as an opportunity. You've seen Ron Riverboat Rivera, his speech on his post-game speeches where, he's storming out and he's trying to defend Wentz and all these other things that are happening. They've got the stuff going on with the management. I just feel like the Commanders are going to get it together. Brian Robinson, the likes of their other running backs too. Curtis Samuel's been playing well. You've got, who are they obviously? Curtis Samuel, they've got Johan Dotson, who's listed as questionable. And they've also got, who's the other wide receiver as well? Johan Dotson. And they've got Terry McLaurin as well. So don't forget, he got paid his big money deal. I just feel like this is a game where the Commanders win it in a close one, but it's one that people aren't going to be looking at. People aren't going to be picking because they're just going to assume the Packers are going to win. The same way they assumed the Packers were going to beat the Giants and that didn't happen. So yeah, I'm going Commanders. Lock of the week, any given Sunday, let's get it.
Ooh, and your lock as well. I'm just shocked. Dan, who you got?
Let me just preface this by saying, like, we've never had owners coming out and calling out other owners.
Other owners, yeah.
Sell the clubs. Owners are usually just like, screw it, whatever. You know what I mean? Just F it. You know what I mean? And for them to do it, I think Dan Snyder's time is coming to an end. And the NFL haven't released a report in which they did the investigation, which I think they should. And if that report was released, I think it's definitely sealed it for him. He's got to sell the team. So let me just preface that by saying that. I don't think George's logic... You know, listening to George...
There is no logic in the NFL.
But your logic actually kind of made me question my pick because you have a good point. Obviously, look, Ron Rivera came out, said quarterback. That quarterback is not playing right now. Mm-hmm. Look, Tyler Heineke, and let's not forget what he was able to do in the playoffs, almost doing the playoffs against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. You got a point. You know, you actually have got a point, and you've actually swayed me to think Washington and pick the Commanders because the Packers haven't been great. And Rodgers is just the air of negativity. Mm-hmm. And like, you should have spent time with your receivers in terms of timing. They're young. They need that leader to come up and show them the way. And Rodgers hasn't been that leader. And Matt LaFleur's schemes haven't been great either. The question is do you really think Matt LaFleur's a good coach? Because I think you maybe got a genie in a bottle moment with regards to the last couple of seasons with Devontae Adams and Rodgers. But do we think he's that good of a coach? Because that division has been shocking for the last 2-3 years. So that's another question for another show. But for me, mate, George, I wasn't high on the Packers, but you've swung the pendulum now. So I'm now picking the Commanders.
What? No, boys, listen, if they were playing another team, I'd get it because the Packers, on a down, which is, the Commanders are trash. Sorry, Chris, because I know you might see this, but your team's trash. And they're terrible. They're terrible. You can name all the wide receivers in the world and you can big up Riverboat Ron as much as you like, you know, and there's always a sympathy thing for him and I get it. But right now, no, the team's bad.
Don't get me wrong. They are bad. I do agree, but...
And I get the thing with the Packers. Listen, and I get the thing with the Packers, but remember, I'm on that hatred for... Aaron Rodgers, he's been doing these little tantrums and these little sly digs for years. Like, he always does that. He tries to take a little bit of attention of the fact that he's not as great as people think he actually is. And now he's having to adapt. He can't. And this is what I was trying to say about Aaron Rodgers. He can't. But they're coming against the Commanders, where I think they'll still get the result. They still think they'll win the game. Will they go on and win other games? Probably not. But this is the... No. sorry, boys. Like, you can enjoy it any given Sunday, any other day, but not this one. Not this
I might have to put some money on this game, boy. I
want to see the betting slips, though. I want to see the Drake betting slips.
Because if it comes in, you know it's going to come in big.
Yeah, well, boy, listen.
But I'm going with it. Still, lock.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go with the Packers. The Commanders are trash. You know, form is temporary, class is permanent.
That's what makes it so special.
Will be coming back. That definitely for sure. You know, and then the owners, the other owners, just on the ownership thing, the other owners sent out the one person that's got so much rubbish on him that he Jim Irsay could come out and say anything, because at the end of the day, he's like daring him to put to Dan Snyder to come out and come back at him, because he's got so much stuff that he's done wrong that he can't harm his reputation. He can't get any lower. He's just like, let's send him out so he can actually start putting out the message that they want him out. You know, honestly, it's like he's kind of Teflon. There's no point in trying to come at him. Actually, let's go to the Colts. Mm. You know, Colts. Terrible season is against the Titans, which is having a terrible season. So out of the terrible season bowl, Sam, who you got?
My lock's going on this game, and it's with the Titans. Sorry.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy. But yeah, this is where my lock's going. Yeah, the Colts, it's just been a bad season. This is what my life's normally like as a Cardinals fan. Mm-hmm. You're feeling it. You know, Sunday, you wake up that optimism that you've got a bit of football, and then you realise your team's playing. So then it dies again. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is. But, yeah, I'm going with the Titans on this one. Again, I think they're another team that kind of have your number a little bit when it comes down to it. So, yeah, my lock of the week is, with Tannehill.
Dan?
Okay, cool. I'm messing around now. Titans, I'm not going to lie. They've had a bye week. They've had some more rest. While the Colts have been doing what they're doing, I think Jonathan Taylor isn't going to be, he's not back for the game, is he?
He is
back. Still, I'm not sure. You
don't get the ball anyway.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with the Colts. They're a little bit of a funny fish, but I'm going to say Tennessee. I still think squad-wise, they're quite compatible in terms of sort of talent and depth, I think. But I do think they've got the better QB, and it's not necessarily that marginally better, but he is better. And I think Derrick Henry starts to come into form. He's had some solid games the last two, three Titan games, and I think he's starting to come into form. So, yeah, for me, it's going to have to be the King, Tennessee, rock and roll. Let's go, baby.
George.
So, I don't disrespect any of them picks, because obviously we've been up and down right now. Like I said, we lose to the teams that we should be beating, and we beat the teams that we shouldn't be beating. We obviously beat Kansas the other day. We beat the Broncos. We had a big win against the Jags. I'm actually going to go with the Colts. I say that, you know, 75% with 75% confidence. I'm only going to say it because it seems like the O-line have got some stuff together. You saw what we did on Sunday. No sacks, none. And Matt Ryan has been fumbling the ball. He took 5 sacks or 6 sacks in the game before the Jags, and we've brought that down to zero. He looked poised. He threw a lot of quick passes underneath, which really helps our game. Guys like Paris Campbell have stepped up, which we've desperately needed. Obviously, Michael Pittman Jr. will do what he does. The tight ends are getting involved. Even Kyle Granson, one of our backup tight ends, is getting involved. Defensively, I'm not concerned, aside from, you know, we didn't stop the run against the Jags, and that was evident. If we stop Derrick Henry, or at least limit Derrick Henry, we win this game, and that's the end of it, in my opinion. Because our secondary is enough. They've only got Robert Woods, and I think they've got Akini, I forget his name, Ninesbrook or something like that, as one of their wide receivers. So if we stop Derrick Henry or limit him, we win this game, protect Matt Ryan. I liked what we've seen. Hines is back. I think Shaq is still out. Quay Pay is still out, but Yannick Gokwe is back, so we've got more pressure off the edge. Hines and Taylor make a big difference too, you know, in passes out of pocket too. We have to ride JT. We have to get him going. He's going to be the key to win this game. But I'm saying 5% confident. I'm going with the Colts. It's a divisional battle. They've got the one up on us because they beat us earlier in the season. So I'm going to go Colts.
You ain't stopping Derrick Henry. That's for sure. But you will win the game. So I'm going to go with the Colts, just because they look like they're getting back
fixing things
in some type of order. But, you know, Derrick Henry is a problem. No one can stop him. Well, unless you're the Giants, That's only people could say. Anyway, we'll move on quickly. Texans at Raiders. Sam, coming to you. Who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Raiders, but I'm never confident anymore picking the Raiders. I know they're playing the Texans, but I'm gonna go with the Raiders. Yeah, you know, the Texans are probably just short of going for trash bowl with the Commanders, to be honest. But yeah, I'm gonna go Raiders. But this would be in any given Sunday. This is my game where the upset would potentially happen.
Mm. Dan?
I'm going to go for the upset, actually, and I'm going to go for the Texans. Dan. Why? I have no logic behind that. you know, there is no logic. So if people are listening, please realise that Dan has lost his mind when it comes to this pick.
You said it's straight, so.
But, you know, maybe been drinking a bit too much whiskey in the Vegas pool tables and, you know, just decided to do something different. But I'm going to go against the odds and I'm going to go with the Houston Texans. And that's it. I said what I said. I back myself. Let's go Houston.
George?
Nah, Raiders. I think Hunter Renfrow may or may not play in this game. Darren Waller's already out. So obviously you're looking at Devontae Adams. You're looking at Matt Collins, I think it is now. Josh Jacobs is on fire. I think that they'll get the win. It might not be convincing, might be a little bit ugly, but I think the Raiders will get the win. The Texans just don't have enough firepower. Damian Pierce is great, the running back, but he's not enough to win the game on his own.
Yeah, Texans are trash. Raiders will win, definitely. Their head coach should be on the hot seat because they're still terrible. They should be up there contending. They're absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the high-flying Jets against the Let's ride Broncos. George, I'm coming back to you.
The Broncos, man, it's a mess. It's a big, big mess. Nathaniel Hackett's probably going to get sacked or fired, whatever you want to call
probably
it.
Probably he needs to.
It's bad. But I love what the Jets are doing, man. I love everything they're doing. They've got the weapons. They've got the talent on both sides of the ball. Sauce Gardner's been unstoppable. Breece Hall looks amazing. Garrett Wilson's going to step in. Elijah, and we know Elijah wants, he's requested a trade. But no, this is a Jets win. I'm sorry. The Broncos can't get it together. They don't know what they're doing. The Jets are on the rise. Again, another one of them New York teams. But I'm actually confident in the Jets and they're going to win this game.
Dan?
Yeah, look, I don't know what the Broncos are doing. I don't know why they hired Nathaniel Hackett when it happened. I think I said it to you, Dre. I was like, what the hell's going on? You got Brian Flores in the wings and you decide to do that. And then when you find out the reason why Aaron Rodgers loves him, because he lets Aaron Rodgers do whatever he wants. This guy looks like a coach that lets his guys do whatever he wants because they're one of the highest penalized teams in the NFL. And we know for a fact when teams are highly penalized, it's down to coaching because you're letting the guys do what they want and being like, and there's no accountability. One of the least penalized teams in the NFL historically have been the Patriots. Why? Bill Belichick is a disciplinarian. Nathaniel Hackett, it just seems like, nah, guys want to drink, cool. Guys want to smoke, cool. You guys want to do what you want, cool. Don't worry, mate. You know what I mean? And I think it's just been shocking all in all. So, look, I think he needs to be sacked as of tomorrow. That's not going to happen, but he needs to be sacked. And I'm going to go with the Jets. I am actually confident what the Jets are going to beat them. I just don't see he that shall not be named doing well. He seems to be blind. I don't know whether it's humidity. I don't know whether it's the ride that is just, you know, fogged him up. I don't know what's going on because right now this dude is missing open looks and it's shocking. You know what I mean? So much for a future Hall of Famer because right now he's a future Hall of Famer. That's all I can say there. But yeah.
George?
No, I've done mine.
Jets. Yeah, he's been.
Oh, sorry, Sam. Sorry, my bad.
It's all good. You're probably in shock because
I feel like I got hit around the head with that.
You can't even name the guy, and you're putting him down. He was your best friend for the last few years.
He was your guy.
You ungrateful. Ungrateful.
You bought all his cooking books. You watched all his YouTube.
You ate them Subways. Like,
yeah, I can see. Oh, yeah, Dan's upset. I can see it's that lips guy. He's just want to come down as well. It's just that bit of breakup. But no, they've been bad. And yeah, the coach is terrible. I mean, might as well stick one of us in there. Do you know what I mean? And just if you're going to let people just do what they want. But yes, the Jets will win again. And now I have to eat humble pie again for another week.
Yeah, them receipts are building up. Definitely. That's for sure. I like the Jets. I like, you know, they're. you know, another New York team that doing really well after so long being trash. But I really like this young team. It's really good. So I will go with the Jets. But I wish, I'm really hoping that, that Russell Wilson actually does a, puts out at least a great performance, because I feel really bad for him if I'm coming at him left, right and centre. But yeah, yeah, it will be another loss. Right, big game. Big game. Chiefs at the 49ers. Obviously, the 49ers are a bit banged up at the moment, but I will come back to you, Sam. Who you got?
I'm actually going to go with the 49ers. I think there's probably a nice bit of hype there around the trade, sort of going out there. It's in San Francisco, right? From what I remember as well. They're obviously home. So I think that this will be their game to cause a little bit of hype for them to then fall off the cliff, basically, is where I'm going. So I think they will win this game, and then everyone will get all hyped, Dre, and then it will all come crashing down.
Dan, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I know obviously they didn't win the last game, but I think the Chiefs are probably the second best team in the AFC. I know I do hear what Sam's saying in terms of that pick me up and that trade, and that will give them a little bit of a buzz, but it still takes a while to get into the system and know the rhythm. And obviously everyone knows Kyle Shanahan's system is not necessarily the most easiest to learn, like within 2-3 days. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think they'll just do just about enough. And defensively, let's not lie, 49ers are still banged up. So I'm going with the Chiefs.
And George?
You say that Nick Bosa's back for this game. He's back. So I don't know what miracle juice he's had, because he had a groin injury and it seemed quite serious, but he's back. Obviously, I don't know if let's talk about if it might be too soon to get CMC involved. But I see both sides here. I'm going to give it to Kansas just because of quarterback play. And Mahomes is obviously the better quarterback. I think it will be really close, though. And I think it'll be a great game to watch with loads of points. I think it's going to be exciting. It's obviously the evening game. But I'm going to give it to Kansas, just purely down to quarterback play. That's what I'm looking. But I think it's going to be a lot of points. The 49ers will do well, but I think the Kansas win it at the death.
I don't know to choose in this one.
It's tough. It's a tough one.
This one's a tough game. Mm. The Chiefs don't seem like 100%, yeah, I know. You know, there. So I probably will go with the 49ers. I just got a feeling that, after last week's result, they need to win. Again, but yeah, both of the teams aren't operation properly, so it's very slight. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs won.
Mahomes misses Tyreek Hill so much, that deep threat, get out.
Yeah,
you know, get out of jail card.
Yeah,
that's what I'm sorry. That's what he's been missing.
No, you know what? I think it's the play calling as well. It's like Bieniemy. Like obviously, you can see that they weren't getting along the other day. But it's just I think that the Chiefs are too up and down. So the Chiefs are trying out new systems which just spread the ball around, which works when it works. But I just think, like, against the 49ers, if Bosa is actually a back, I think Warner's still out, isn't he? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's just it's a gimme between both of them two. All right, let's move on to Dan Seahawks. I'll start with you, Dan, against the Chargers. Who have you got?
You know what? So, Nathaniel Hackett is on my list of managers that need to be sacked. You know who's second?
Oh, wow.
Joe Staley. Because I've always said that this guy he's not good enough. I'm sorry. Probably give Anthony Lynn more time with Herbert. I personally think so. Joe Staley from last year, I already said he's not right. Situationally, he's terrible. This year, he's still been repeating the same mistakes, doing some stupid fourth down calls. I think he's terrible. I don't think he's a good enough coach. And with the talent, let's not lie, the talent that the Chargers have, what the hell is Joe Staley doing with that team? I'm going to Seattle Ward win, because I think and the guys, they're playing well. Our defense, our young
safeties
and QBs are playing well. You know, they are looking well. They're looking nice.
Are you ready to apologize to Gino yet?
Hell to the no. Hell to the no. Wait for the season. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go Seattle win, and I'll give it as that. My rant, I can go on and on and on about Joe Staley, but let me just hold fire.
George and then Sam.
This is an interesting one, because this is the first time Justin Herbert's been off the injury report for his ribs since the injury happened, which is early in the season. Keenan Allen is questionable, so whether he's back is another thing. But Seattle Seahawks leak points, kind of like the Chargers do. You know, they were hyped up for this defense, and it hasn't really existed. J.C. Jackson, who they traded for from the Patriots, was actually taken off in the last game because he wasn't good enough. But the Seahawks have got it going on. Geno Smith has got chemistry with his receivers. I think Lockett is also questionable. But Walker, he's looking great at running back. I think this will be a shootout, but I'm going to give it to the Chargers. They get right. You know, they start to get their guys involved. Gerald Everett, the tight end, is due for a big game as well, in particular if Keenan Allen doesn't play. But it'll be a shootout in a close game. I think the Seahawks will give a good account of themselves, but I'm going to go with Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Sam?
Yeah, I think Seahawks just picked the series. I think it's like 26-25 to Seahawks in the series. Always a tight game. I'm actually gambling the Seahawks this week. I just think that the offense of the Chargers actually hasn't got going enough in the last few weeks, and I don't see it changing just now. I think they do really miss Keenan Allen, and I think he needs to come into it. I think Eckler papered over a few cracks over the last couple of weeks. But you know, they can't rely on that every single time. Like, if that's just your go-to right now, you know, the Seahawks are pretty clever with that, to be fair. If they're just gonna have one target to deal with, should we say, I think they'll handle it. I quite like Geno. Quite like what he's doing, to be fair. And he's doing it under the radar. I think he probably listens to this and looks at Dan in the eye when he's throwing that ball. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Seahawks on this one. I think the Chargers are a little bit off it, and yeah, I think they are missing Keenan Allen hugely.
I can tell by the other receivers that they're happy with Geno because they're doing jokes and stuff like that. So I believe in Geno
chemistry.
I write Geno. I'm fans of Geno, so therefore I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. Chargers look don't seem
discombobulated.
Yeah, when Keenan Allen comes back, then I think they'll get back onto normal. They're definitely making the playoffs, but I do believe in Geno. I think he's, you know, taking his opportunity very well.
All right, time. Let's go.
I'm ungrateful.
Next game, please. Next
ungrateful game. Fans who don't support their own QB. Anyway, we'll move on to the Steelers at Dolphins Sunday night game. I'll start off with you, George. Who you got?
So Kenny Pickett has cleared the concussion protocol and will be the starter. But Steelers are a bit of a mess, man. I mean, I know they had that win. I don't see too much into it. I'm going with the Dolphins. Tua is back. And this is a get-right game for Tua. I think they go right back to where they were. Chase Edmonds, Peter Bosa in the backfield, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Gesicki. I think it's all back on Tua, and the Dolphins take this game quite easily, in my opinion.
And who am I going with? Who's the worst of the two? Dan, who you got?
My prediction for Mike Tomlin to get a losing season, I think I'm still on that. So I set up in the beginning of the season. That was my bold prediction, and I'll stick to that. I think I'm going with the Dolphins. JJ Watt isn't back yet. Not JJ Watt, TJ Watt isn't back yet for the Steelers, and they miss him. He is a big difference maker on defense. They don't look the same without him. I think Fitzpatrick is still out as well. So defensively, they're not the sharpest, and you've got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Mm-hmm. So with that, Tua's back as well. I think he wants to keep up that rhythm, show everyone what's being missed. I think he's got a point to prove. Kenneth Pickett's back. He's looked okay, but Steelers need to invest in the O-line. And until they do that, I'm not riding with them for many games this season. So for me, Dolphins.
Sam?
Yeah, Dolphins for me. Steelers haven't been that great. Chats of Claypool, obviously up on the trade block as well. Mm-hmm. So, I think they're looking to drop. So, yeah, Dolphins, nice and quick.
I will go with the Dolphins. Yeah, definitely. The band, fingers crossed, are back together. Woe betide us to pick against MJ Acosta's Dolphins. She will see and come back at us. So let's last game Monday night. Hopefully this is not a dud, but I'm enjoying watching the Patriots. So it's the Bears visiting Foxborough. George, who you got?
This is interesting because obviously Mac Jones apparently is healthy and ready to go, but you've got Bailey Zappi who has stepped in and he looked great in the last game. I know he had, I think, one interception in the sack or fumble, something along those lines, but he's looked really good. He looked poised in the pocket. He looked calm, effective. He's getting his passes off. I'm going with the Patriots. I mean, whether they start Mac Jones or not is another question. I think there's talk about potentially him starting, but if it was me, I think I'd ride with Bailey. It's weird because you don't want to upset Mac if he's healthy and ready to go, but do you want to disrupt what's been going on? You know, you've been winning games, the chemistry is flowing, Stevenson's looking amazing, Harris is back as well, the other running back. So I'm going to go with the Patriots regardless of who they do start. It's a Pats win for me.
Dan?
I'm going to second that. I think they start with
Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi. I think they're going to start with him just because he seems to do what the coaches want.
Yeah,
he doesn't do too much. He's not Mac Jones where it's like he tries to ad lib a little bit and he tries to go a bit extra. He's literally, what does the coach want me to do? Hand it off. I'll hand it off. When we throw 10 yards, throw 10 yards. He does what he executes the plan that the coaches want. And I think Bill Belichick likes that in particular. But the Bears are shocking. The Bears are terrible. Like, people talk about the Commanders and whatnot. The Bears, like, they are bad.
It's chaos.
I don't really know what they're going to plan to do. But yeah, I think it's going to be Patriots. I don't even think it's going to be a high scoring game, knowing the Patriots. And I can see the Patriots shutting out another shutout to the Chicago. I really can. It's the Patriots all day.
Sam, last word.
Not a game I'm looking forward to. One, I think I'll catch the highlights on, which will probably be very little highlights. I'm going with the Patriots. Yeah, we need like a trash league. And see who wins the trash league. With the Bears, Commanders, and Texans in there, and see how they get on. The Patriots. I agree though. I don't think you should just throw in the QB. If your QB that's been the backup has been doing well and you've been getting the wins and you're saying you've got that sort of momentum, never take him out. It's like you never change a winning side in a sense, right? Unless you've got top talent coming in, you know, who's going to put you that little bit ahead. Right now, if Mac Jones hasn't really done anything to suggest he should always start. So, yeah, I wouldn't bring him back in straight away, 100%. But, Patriots win.
I think it's going to be a romp. I think it's going to be a proper battering with the Patriots beating up on the Bears. Bears are terrible. Just before we go, I'm going to give you guys the power rankings of this week, week 7. Tell me, guys, really quickly if you agree or if not. I'm going to go 10 to 1. Yeah? Right. So, number 10, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 9, the New York Jets. You guys are, this is the quietest I've heard you guys. Number 8, the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 7,
I won't do that.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
They're not
right. Number 7, the Baltimore Ravens.
They're high.
Number six, Dallas Cowboys.
What the hell?
It's because they're 4-2, isn't it?
Number 5, New York Giants.
Yeah, stop that.
We'd be a bit higher.
I'll give them that, yeah.
I'll put them 6, actually.
Number 4, the Vikings.
Yeah, they're on fire.
Number 3, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 2, Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, well, yeah, you kind of.
And number 1, the Buffalo Bills.
I'll swap that around. I'll swap 1 and 2.
Go with Dan first.
You can't have an undefeated team not number one. Just facts. You just can't. They're undefeated. They don't make a difference who they played. It's not like it's 1-0. They are what, 6-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
You have to put them number one. I'm sorry. You have to.
Even if their schedule's been easy.
Doesn't make a difference, mate. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday. Any team could be any team.
You're switching the Eagles.
My rule has always been, if you're undefeated,
okay,
almost halfway through the season, we have to always be number one. Even if you don't look great, you have to be number one because you're undefeated. So I'll do swap that around.
You're swapping Eagles and Bills.
Yeah. Put Philly number one.
Sam? Anyone?
I agree. I think, if you're undefeated, sorry, I'll bring out the past. We had that last year.
That's right.
We kept winning the games. It never made any sense. So, suddenly made the top 10 in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome back to the league. But in fairness, were the Ravens ahead of you? Where are the Ravens?
The Ravens are 7.
No, I was going to say, for me, if you're going to have the power rankings, as the momentum goes, you should be going up the power rankings. And I actually think the Giants should be a little bit further up than where they are. But I'd probably put you up another space. Who was down in
eight? So you'd swap the Vikings with the Giants.
The Giants, yes, I would. Okay. Yeah,
I'm taking out Cowboys, and I'm taking out Chargers. I don't know how
Chargers.
The Chargers
shouldn't be in the top 10.
I'll take my team over the Chargers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chargers shouldn't be in there.
All right, George, last word.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I'm not a massive fan of the Eagles, but you can't deny what they're doing. They're 6-0 for a reason, you know. So you kind of have to put them number one. And then Bills second. The only other thing is the Chargers. That doesn't sit right with me, man. I think people are coasting on that name, the Justin Herbert name, but they haven't done anything on the field. And if they don't get this win this weekend, then boy, there are going to be problems.
All right. Well, I think I'm surprised to see Bucks so low, really. But,
I think Bucks are only different purely because of their weapons. Yeah, I think that's it. It's not based on performance. It's based on their team. Because the Bucs haven't been great, but on their team, you can make the argument they're there or thereabouts. But take the Chargers out, I'll probably put the Cow. I'll maybe even put Cowboys 10, then Bucs 9. Personally, I'll take the Chargers completely out. And I probably might sneak the Dolphins in over the Chargers.
Maybe after this weekend,
or my Seattle.
But that's because of Geno.
Where were the 49ers?
49ers are not in
the top 10.
They're not on there.
For me, the 49ers should be in there over the Chargers.
That's interesting.
All right, well, let's see what ESPN say next week. I've just gone on their one. This is not my personal one. Otherwise, the Giants will be number one.
Number one. But,
all right, thanks again for listening, guys. Check out more of our content on vergemagazine.co.uk and also Alternative Sport, and obviously catch our individual nonsense that we come out with during the week on all of our personal Instagrams, which we will include it below somehow. But until next week, we will see who is moved around in the power rankings. I'm still looking at it. I think these Commanders guys will be debating about it. Commanders for the Lock is still baffling to me. I'm still dizzy. So wait a minute. So Locks of the Weeks is George's is
Commanders.
Dan's is?
Mine's was the Jags Giants with the Giants.
Yeah. Okay, with the Giants Lock of the Week. Titans. There's two Locks of the Weeks there. And Sam's is the Titans.
And then you got Giants too.
Go Giants down Doug Peterson. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.